Chinese Medicine, The Web That Has No River, page 203. Moderate pulse. A moderate pulse, for Mai, is the healthy, perfectly balanced pulse, normal in depth, speed, strength, and width. It's quite rare, and pulse discussions listed as secondary. For a Chinese physician to issue a clean bill of health, a patient does not have to have this pulse. In fact, healthy people seldom do have it. Everyone's normality or balance has a certain constitutional and age-linked disposition toward yin-yang disharmonies, and each person's normal pulse will reveal this propensity. For perceiving disharmonies, the significance of a moderate pulse lies in the way it combines with other signs. If signs of dampness are present, for instance, this pulse, which is sometimes considered slightly slippery, may reinforce a diagnosis of dampness. Other pulses. The other 10 classical pulse types are combinations and refinements of the previous 18 and are generally considered less important. They are, however, readily discernible by the experienced physician and are useful in determining precise shades of significance in a diagnosis. A flooding pulse surges with the strength of a big pulse to hit the fingers at all three depths, but it leaves the fingers with less strength, like a receding wave. It signifies that heat has injured the fluids and yin of the body. It's considered yin with yin yang. A minute pulse is extremely fine and soft, but lacks the clarity of the thin pulse. It's very perceptible and seems about to disappear. This pulse signifies extreme deficiency and is classified as yin. A frail pulse is soft, weak, and somewhat thin. It's usually felt at the deep level. It's like an inverted empty pulse, but signifies a more extreme deficient qi condition. Because qi cannot even raise the pulse, a frail pulse is a yin pulse. A soggy pulse is a combination of the thin, empty, and floating pulses. It's extremely soft, is less clear than a thin pulse, and is perceptible only in the superficial position. The slightest pressure makes it disappear. A soggy pulse feels like a bubble floating on water. It's a sign of deficient blood or jing, and sometimes of dampness. It's an impulse. A leather pulse is a combination of the wiry and floating pulses, with aspects of the empty pulse. It feels like the tight skin on the top of the drum. It's a sign of deficient blood or jing, and is classified as an impulse. A hidden pulse is an extreme form of the sinking pulse. Intense pressure must be applied to feel it. If hidden pulse is strong, it's usually a sign of cold obstructing the meridians. If it is weak, it signifies deficient yang that cannot raise a pulse. Hidden pulses are described as yin. A confined pulse, Lao Mai, also known as a prison pulse, is the opposite of the leather pulse and is a form of the hidden pulse. It's very deep and wiry, and usually long and strong. A confined pulse is a sign of obstruction due to cold, and is considered yang within yin. A spinning bean or moving pulse, Domai, is a combination of the short, tight, slippery, and rapid pulses. It is felt in only one position and is said to be incomplete without a head and tail, like a bean. It signifies an extreme condition and is rarely seen. It usually occurs in cases of heart palpitations, intense fright, fever, or pain. It's a yang pulse. A hollow pulse feels like the stem of a green onion, solid on the other side but completely empty within. It's often a floating pulse as well. A hollow pulse implies deficient blood and is often seen after great loss of blood. It's considered in. A scattered pulse is similar to an empty pulse because it is floating, big and weak. It's larger and much less distinct than the empty pulse, however, and tends to be felt primarily as it recedes. It's a sign of serious disharmony, kidney yang exhausted and floating away. A scattered pulse is classified as in. For purposes of this general description of a pulses, we have assumed that all three fingers are feeling the same pulse. In practice, however, each finger feels something slightly different. The two wrists will also give different readings. The three pulse positions on the two wrists are thought to correspond to certain organs, indicating disharmonies in those organs. Although there has been disagreement in China about the exact correspondences, Table 3 illustrates the system most commonly used in China today. The correspondences are generally said to be the same at all three pressure levels, although in a more complex view, the superficial level correlates with the yang organs, while the deep level correlates with their coupled yin organs. Table 3. Pulse position correspondences. First position, left wrist is heart, right wrist is lungs. Second position, left wrist is liver, and right wrist is spleen. The third position, left wrist corresponds kidney yin, and right wrist corresponded to kidney yang, or life gate fire. 28 basic pulses can be felt at three levels, in three positions, and on two wrists. Already the feeling of a pulse is quite complicated, but when we realize that the 28 pulses are more often found in combination than in their pure form, and that the characteristics of even one pulse type may vary from position to position or from wrist to wrist, it's clear that the system is extremely complex, capable of infinite refinement. Pulse diagnosis is a very sophisticated art. It demands subtlety on the part of the physician to discern the relative importance of each variable and to make an intelligent and precise diagnosis, to weave a useful pattern. This chapter has described some of the more common signs and symptoms that a physician uses to perceive a pattern. It must be repeated that we have described only the pieces of the patterns, and that for Chinese, thought and medicine pieces have no meaning outside of the whole. Any of the signs mentioned here can have a different signification depending on the rest of the configuration. For example, the sign of thirst or a dry tongue points to heat or deficient yin. This sign has this signification because it usually appears in the configuration with other heat signs. But if the person with a dry mouth feels cold, is pale, tired, weak, emotionally flat and low-keyed, has a pale tongue and a slow, weak pulse, the dryness changes its meaning. It becomes a sign of extreme deficiency with an inability to raise water. The context defines a piece. Seeing the part simultaneously with the whole is one aspect of the artistry of Chinese medicine. There are no straight lines. No this means that. Just cloud-like patterns that continuously change their shape.